The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is time to listen, think, and discern. That's what this program is all about, and that's why I call our listeners LTDs. No, it's not the old Ford car. Had one. Some of you may have had an LTD. Oh, those were big boats, weren't they? No, I'm not talking about the old Ford LTD. I'm talking about listen, think, discern. And we discern from a biblical worldview. Hey, welcome. It's Bob Burney Live, and I welcome our listeners in Columbus on AM 880. And 104.5 FM, all in the Word. And also, we welcome our listeners in Tampa, Florida, on Faith Talk, 570 and 910 AM, the great WTBN in Tampa, Florida, as I continue to have the privilege of sitting in for Bill Bunkley, who is out on some vacation. So we're simulcasting. Again, today we will, tomorrow as well. And it's just a wonderful privilege to welcome you wherever you may be listening. And I need to let you know that my telephone number is open, available, and waiting for your call, your comment, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The people of Baltimore, Maryland, are reeling from a report released by local news media. And here's the shocking results of this report that has been revealed by WBFF in Baltimore, Maryland. Headline, Baltimore City Schools, 41% of high school students earn below a 1.0 GPA. Below. Here's the story. 41% of all Baltimore City high school students earn below a 1.0 grade point average. In other words, nearly half of the 20,500 public high school students in Baltimore earned less than a D average. Nearly half. Less than a D average. Local TV station is breaking this story. And they have all kinds of people that they quote. One is from a Giovanni Patterson, who ran for Baltimore City Council president last year. And when he ran on cleaning up the schools. And here is what a resident of Baltimore, someone who was running for Baltimore City Council president, said, quote, they take. Yet despite the amount of money they get, we don't see much change. Our schools outspend 97% of other major school districts. Well, that's quite a statement. And so I thought I would check it out. I thought I would do just a little bit of research. So I looked up the amount of money that Baltimore spends per student. And guess what? Among America's 100 biggest school systems, Baltimore spends the third most amount of money per student. Third in all of America. From a report, quote, this was the 10th consecutive year Maryland had at least four school districts among the top 10 spenders in America. And this is interesting because this is not from a political source, but it goes on and says, the heavily Democratic state regularly scores among the leaders for the quality of its educational systems in various studies, but Baltimore is an outlier. Yeah, I would think so. In fact, if you do a little bit of further research, you will find that in America, the amount of money spent per student has almost nothing to do with academic excellence. In fact, across the board, the school districts in America that are spending the most amount of money per student are some of the poorest rated school districts academically in the country. Number one school district in America, New York City. They spend $25,199 per student. Number one in the country. Academically, horrible. Boston is number two, $22,292 per student. Three, Baltimore City, $16,000. Next in line, Atlanta. Those top four cities, New York City, Boston, Atlanta, Baltimore. New York City, Boston, Atlanta, and Baltimore are some of the poorest performing school districts in the country. Now, in doing a little bit of research today, I discovered that our city, Columbus, Ohio, is number, let me, one, two, three, four, five, six. We are number six in the nation. Columbus, Ohio. We are number six in the amount of money spent per student in the country. Number six. And yet, less than 2 years ago, Columbus City Schools rated an F. Columbus City Schools rated an F by the state grading system. This is the state of Ohio grades all the school districts. Columbus, Ohio came in with a big, fat F. And yet they spend at incredible rates, sixth highest number of dollars per student in America. Now, why do I bring that up? To rag on the big cities? No, because kids are suffering. But here's the problem. Almost all of the failing school districts in America are under control of the liberal left, including here in Columbus, Ohio, including Baltimore, including New York City, including Atlanta. And the answer always, and folks, listen, you know this. The answer is always, we need more money. We got to pass a levy. We got to pass a levy. We got to have more money. If you just pass another levy and raise your taxes, oh, we're going to teach these kids. We're going to have academic excellence like you won't believe if you just pass another levy. Because the answer to the liberal left is always money. Higher taxes. And yet, if you don't believe me, and I tell my audience this all the time. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. Look at the worst school districts in America academically, and then see where they rate in dollars per pupil. You may be shocked. And then again, maybe you won't. It's not more dollars. Our educational system is failing because it is controlled by the left. And the left destroys everything they touch. And yet, people in these cities keep electing a bunch of leftists to their school boards. Hello?
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this happens all the time. I have the program all planned out, the stories that I want to get to next, and I've got them in a stack in front of me in order of priority and so forth. And then something comes in my email box, or or I see something on the internet. My listeners here in Columbus know that I constantly sound warnings about the so-called evangelical left. All right? They call themselves evangelicals, but they're part of the social justice movement. And the grand poobah of the social justice movement is Jim Wallace, who founded Sojourners many years ago. He is no longer the president. He has left, and he's taken a job at some university somewhere, and where he can brainwash more kids, more young people. But Sojourners continues their work of social justice, all the while claiming to be a Christian organization and evangelical. Well, they're not evangelical. And with what I just got, I'm not sure that they're even Christian anymore. And I do this with my listeners all the time. Subscribe to Sojo Mail, S-O-J-O Mail. You can find it at SojoNet, S-O-J-O.net. That's the website for Sojourners. Because, folks, you need to know what the loony left is doing theologically. Now, they're loony left politically as well, but they claim to be evangelical theologically. And you need to know the stuff that they're putting out. And today, this is the worst I've ever seen. This is the worst I have ever seen. I just got the email from Sojo Mail. I'm a subscriber. Yeah, because I want to know what they're doing and what they're saying. Well, this is an editorial written by a Sandy Ovalle, O-V-A-L-L-E. Never heard of her. Have no idea who she is. But her editorial on today's Sojo Mail, Embracing Ancestral Wisdom to Fight Extreme Weather. Subtitle, Western Theology versus Ancestral Wisdom. Ooh, that caught my attention. Western Theology, that would be the Bible, versus Ancestral Wisdom. That would be indigenous peoples, traditions, religions, etc. Now, a Christian organization faced with a choice between biblical theology and the traditions of indigenous tribes who believed in multiple gods and so on, which do you think a Christian organization would choose? Well, a reasonable person would think, well, they would choose the Bible. Ew, no, you would be wrong. Hey, listen, these people have been nutty for a long time, but this is the worst I've ever seen. It's a long editorial by this Sandy Ovalle, O-V-A-L-L-E, and it's all about how Western Christians have destroyed the earth because we don't believe in global warming. Blah, 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 blah. Then I get down to this paragraph. She gives out the Western theology, which hopefully is biblical. And then she says this. Now, again, please understand, this is from an organization that claims to be Christian and claims to be evangelical. And I quote, "But another system is possible and already exists. Indigenous communities have long shared a more reciprocal relationship with creation, often honoring trees and other natural elements as elder siblings. Mother Earth is the oldest ancestor. She knows our story as peoples and has witnessed our transformation." Here we have an organization that claims to be Christian, claims to be evangelical, that is espousing Spiritism. Spiritism. She makes a big point in the first part of the editorial about how these Bible-believing Christians believe that creation was for our benefit. Isn't that what the Bible says? That God created these things for us to enjoy? Now, we're to take care of it. We're to be stewards. But creation was put here for our enjoyment. She says, that's all wrong. No, 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 no. Let me quote again. Another system is possible, other than the biblical system. Another system is possible and already exists. Indigenous communities have long shared a more reciprocal relationship with creation, honoring trees and other natural elements as elder siblings. Mother Earth is the oldest ancestor. She knows our story as peoples and has witnessed our transformation. I didn't think I could ever be shocked by the liberal theological left again. This is shocking even for them. Rejecting biblical truth about creation and the purpose of creation and God's purpose in creation and embracing Spiritism, a worship of the earth and Mother Earth. Like I said, you should know what the loony left theologically is doing and saying. You need to be informed. I suggest you subscribe to Sojo Mail. My goodness! Mother Earth is our oldest ancestor. Trees are our elder siblings. Wow. That's incredible even for them.